Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Bert Show.
Our listener Kendra just wants her dang earrings back. That's all, but it's a little uncomfortable because she ended up linking up with a dude for a one-night stand, and she's uncomfortable getting those earrings back herself. So she wants our help. Hey, Kendra.
Hey, I'm in trouble.
Busted. All right. So where do we begin?
Oh, man. Okay. I guess I had a little too much fun this past weekend. Me and my girls went to a Halloween party at a club. We dressed as Lady Marmalade. We had little Kim, mm-hmm. Christina Aguilera, Pink. I was Maya.
Nice.
Yeah, we looked amazing. So I was not surprised when we got invited into this one guy's VIP section. These guys, like every one of them was hot. Like this one was hotter than that one. I mean, it was like amazing, but there was one guy in particular that I totally like right from the get out was vibing with. He was dressed up as Boss Baby.
Oh, that's fantastic. Sexy Boss Baby.
Oh yeah. So like he was in this black suit and he had a pacifier. Look, I'm a sucker for a guy in a suit. Okay.
Right.
We're just going to say that. So long story short, went back to his place. We had fun. I left, I guess it was like 6 a.m. And when I got home, I realized I left diamond hoop earrings back at his place. They just, like, we were snuggling afterwards, and they were getting in the way, and I took them off, must have, like, you know, put them off to the side and just totally forgot to grab them when I left.
Sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not my earrings, actually. They're my stepmom's. They're 1,000% real. Like, these things are expensive. They were a gift from my dad, but they totally made my outfit, and like, she was really kind to trust me with them, but she and my dad are going to kill me if I don't get them back, and they will kill me twice when they find out where they were left. So I'm having dinner with them tonight, and she's expecting me to give them back, and I, please, I need you to get a hold of this guy and get them back for me. I have his first name. I have his address. Because I got an Uber home from his place, but hello, we didn't exchange numbers. I mean, you know, one night stand, we didn't get into a lot of details. I don't even know his last name, but you will say save me from having to show up at his door, you know, like banging on the door, demanding my earrings. Please, I need your help.
All right. All right. So we get it for sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Research already done, homework already done, and Kristen can take it from here.
All right. So, Kendra, I got you, girl. You just wanted to have a little fun. We made a little mistake. We left something rather important behind, but I worked hard for you the other day. So I did some digging. I used the guy's address to conduct some searches. So I got his full name from property records. That was easy. So I got first and last name.
Yeah. So if you, first things first, if you want his last name, we can provide that for you at another time.
Then I found him on Facebook. That was easy. And lucky for us, he had his email attached in, or listed in his about info on Facebook. And so I sent him an email and I kept it short and sweet. I said, "Hey, Sean, a.k.a. Boss Baby. I'm Kristen from The Burt Show. You met Kendra, a.k.a. Maya from Lady Marmalade, this past weekend at a Halloween club party. You guys connected and had some fun. She doesn't have a way to contact you and asked if I could figure out how to get a hold of you. She accidentally left something of significant value at your place. She was hoping to get her belongings back as soon as possible. Could you confirm you have them and let me know the best way she can get them from you? Thanks." Sean, a.k.a. Boss Baby, did hit me back. And Kendra, he wrote, "Sorry, I think you have the wrong person."
Oh no.
No way.
So I did a little double checking. His Instagram page is also connected to his Facebook because, you know, they're all one. And I went to his Instagram page. He is not a poster. But Sean, a.k.a. Boss Baby, was tagged in a group photo. And there he was at the club. The exact night Kendra said, dressed as Boss Baby. So somebody had tagged him that was there with him. And so it's him. I took a screenshot of the photo and I sent it back to Sean. And I attached the photo to the email and I go, "This is you." "No." Didn't take long. He hit me back and he said, "Sorry, not me. I don't have her earrings."
No. Oh, come on.
So this dude knows he's got the earrings. He's thinking that the diamonds are real and he's gonna try to cash out, right?
He's going to pawn them off.
Is that the suggestion?
Either that or he has somebody in his life and he's just trying to close this chapter out and end up not be involved with it at all.
Or maybe he accidentally threw them away and he feels really bad about it. Mm-hmm. So now he's running away from the problem.
Well, he said, "Sorry, not me. I don't have her earrings." I immediately hit him back and I go, "I never mentioned anything about earrings."
You didn't? I was under the impression you did also.
I was too.
All I said is that she left something of significant value.
Hey. Oh, we got him.
This guy's an idiot.
Yeah, for you. Finally, all these crime podcasts you've been listening to have paid off.
We gotta demote him from Boss Baby to Intern Baby, right? With this intellect.
So listen, I was feeling myself.
Oh, God.
So again, I wrote, "I never mentioned anything about earrings. All I said is that she left something of significant value. We know where you live. We can do this the hard way and show up at your door tomorrow with the police to retrieve her property. Or we can do this the easy way. We can show up at your door by ourselves and you can hand over the earrings.
You're about to be an American hero.
Which option would you like to choose?"
Energy.
"Hard or easy?"
Ooh. Even I'm shaking in my boots.
Yeah, we pulling up.
Kendra, I got you, girl. You just wanted a little something from Boss Baby. You didn't ask for all this.
Right.
He wrote back pretty much immediately, and he said, "Easy. I typically get home at 5:30.
Oh, okay. You're amazing. Yeah.
All right.
I said, "Thank you for your cooperation. We will see you then." Listen, Kendra, we ain't going. But if you go to his house today at 5:30, you can grab your earrings before you have to go have dinner with your dad and your stepmom.
Oh. How about that? Oh God, KK.
For the win.
KK for the win.
Masterfully done.
KK for the win.
I never said nothing about earrings, Boss Baby. Busted.
Go get your earrings, Kendra.
I'm going.
And good for you, Kristen.
I know, that was a huge one. I was really feeling myself last night.
Who cares that you completely neglected spending time with your kid yesterday? For this bit.
Hey, listen, he had a great time outside with his dad jumping in a pile of leaves while I was inside trying to shake down a man for some diamond earrings after a one-night stand.
Well done.
Thank you.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I have been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.